Awesome. Okay, so the recording has started. So today is Mystical Monday. It's October 5th, 2015, and I'm here, and my partner Richard Fogg is here.
Hello, everybody. I'll probably be pretty quiet tonight.
Yeah, he'll be pretty quiet.
There's lots of other folks here for entertaining. Quite sure.
We all have things to say, for sure.
Absolutely.
All righty. So anyway, welcome to Mystical Monday for the month of October. And this is an exciting call tonight because we are exploring the Opening Your Spiritual Heart workshops with the facilitators of those workshops that are taking place in North Bay, October 16th to the 21st. And we have a lot of different activities unfolding in those days. And so each of us is going to spend a few minutes talking about our piece in it, what we're going to be up to, and I think for those who aren't going to be in North Bay for those workshops, and perhaps you're interested in having something like this go on in your neighborhood, that's always an option as well. And there's other players that can join us at other times. So, I would encourage people to, give that some consideration. And I think the first person I am going to ask to hear from, right after I finish chatting about the Mercury retrograde piece, because I do have something. I'm just checking here. Richard's going to call Leela on another line here.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Hey.
Yes. I wasn't sure if I was. I wasn't sure if I was muted. Sorry.
Oh, that's
okay. I was finishing my supper.
Ah, that's okay. That's right. We're just happy you're here.
Yay.
So, I do want to talk a bit about this Mercury retrograde going on. And I mean, everybody hears us talk about things like, don't sign contracts and, you'll have wonky communications and don't buy anything with, electronics. You'll wind up returning it and, things get a little wonky. And we all know that. And when I had my radio show going up in North Bay a few years back, we used to laugh and joke because when Mercury retrograde happened, we always had these technical difficulties and, we'd lose clients, people who were phoning in to ask questions, and we'd lose them somewhere in cyberspace, and, all sorts of interesting things would go on during Mercury retrograde. And, there is that element to it, but, it's like, well, what is the purpose of retrograde? So anytime a planet goes retrograde, it's an opportunity to go back in your life and, transform something, learn something. And so each retrograde, will happen in a different area of the zodiac and will affect us in different ways. So this particular one is Libra. We have a Mercury retrograde in Libra, and, which is an air sign. And, it's all about, Libra's balance, the scales. and so, for me, looking at how Mercury retrograde affected me, not just the Mercury retrograde, but all of the planets that were going on, the eclipses that we had within that, Saturn changing signs within that, Venus coming back direct speed after a slow retrograde, so many things were happening and are continuing to happen that, for some of us it can feel like, we were put through the spin cycle or something in our washing machines or a paint shaker, something like that. So the idea being whenever our stuff comes up, we notice ourselves getting agitated, we have fears that come up, or maybe we're angry, or something that we're really sad about. Any time these things are coming up, it really gives us an opportunity to explore it deeply and transform it. So this particular retrograde for me, and I've seen people handling it in different ways. At first, it was like, oh, this is so easy. Oh, this is an easy retrograde because nothing's going on. And then more of that happened. Nothing was going on. And then I realized that that was this retrograde for me, was that I had to be alone. So not only was there nothing going on, but even Richard and Vladimir were not home, and really nothing was going on. I was sitting with myself. And I like to be very public. I like to be, you know, I like to interact with people. And it was like the whole universe went silent. And the things that came up for me were really interesting as well. So, you know, I don't want to go into a lot of personal details of, you know, what came up in my life. But, you know, right before the Mercury retrograde hit, things were a little anxious. The retrograde hit, and it was like, oh, smooth sailing. This is a piece of cake. And then, you know, a little ways in, all sorts of things started to come up. And I was noticing themes from, you know, from a certain time period were coming up. And so I was looking at those themes and those patterns, and it's all about exploring patterns to me. If I can understand a pattern, then I can transform it. So I was doing a lot of really deep personal work through this retrograde, and I feel like I shifted a lot through it. So while it was challenging, you know, I used all the tools that I had, including NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, you know, orchid essences, flower essences, you know, and all sorts of other tools, you know, that I've been learning along the way all these years. And so, well, like Russell mentioned, can't we just sleep through this one? It's tempting. It's tempting, but, you know, the real juice is when we, you know, face all of these things and work our way through them. And for those of us who are, you know, in the helping world, you know, maybe that is what that retrograde was about, not helping so much, and we had to sit with ourselves and help ourselves, you know, for a while. I'll just kind of throw that out there as a possibility of, you know, what may have been happening for some of us, and for others of us, maybe we were getting busier. But, you know, I just wanted to comment on that, and that, you know, we're not quite out of the woods with that yet, and, you know, we're still working on it, but I sure feel a whole lot lighter, you know, at this point. And on that, I'm going to draw an oracle card from my Return of Spirit deck by Cheryl Lee Harnish. And I drew the card Take Flight, which is gold with a beautiful pink butterfly. And it's very cosmic, actually. and Take Flight is all about a positive transformation. So I pulled that card in the spirit of giving anyone who is listening a message. And so Take Flight is about transformation, having successfully gone from being, you know, one creature like a caterpillar going through a transformation process and coming out an entirely different being. That's the only butterfly card in this deck, and I pulled it. I have a thing for butterflies. And it's time to take flight, you know. It's time to leave the heaviness behind, the cocoon, the, you know, all of the heavy parts, and, you know, sail. So it's a very positive feeling card for me. So that is for everyone, that it's time for us all to take flight. So moving on from that, what I would like to do is start perhaps with Angela of Natural Synergy. Angela is our event planner for Opening Your Spiritual Hearts, workshops for self-evolution, and this whole thing has kind of evolved from one thing into a big thing, and has taken on a life of its own, and it's been kind of exciting to be a part of that process. So Angela, I'd like you to, you know, take 5 minutes, introduce yourself, and talk about what is Natural Synergy, because this is your launch, too, of a new venture in your life. So take it away.
All righty. Thank you. So Natural Synergy, of course, being when individual pieces come together and what's produced is greater than the sum of its individuals. So it's really about cooperation, co-evolution. Natural synergy is just something that is starting to take its creative form at this point. What I see natural synergy becoming is more of the workshop facilitating, myself eventually also facilitating workshops, as well as doing more event organizing and planning, helping other people, different walks of life, different backgrounds, to really think outside the box. Our tagline is, you know, we're alchemy for changing times, and there's a lot of things on a lot of levels that are changing at this point for a lot of people. Eventually, you know, things like products and other types of things, I can see all of these things sort of sitting out there, but they're in a much, they're much further in the distance. So this particular set of workshops, the concept of self-evolution, and cooperation between the facilitators and myself to pull together this weekend is really about the learning curve to bringing together all of these ideas and moving forward. The idea is it doesn't just help me, it helps the facilitators, it helps the people who come to these workshops. And it really opens up for people to recognize and start to see the unlimited potentials and opportunities around them. And that's the goal for myself. And I'm sure for my facilitators who are participating with me that, you know, that plays into their goals as well. So we're you know, we're very happy and very fortunate to be able to do this and pull this together, and we're looking forward to the launch.
Absolutely. And so Angela's website is naturalsynergy.ca, and you can email her about any of these workshops and things going on at info@naturalsynergy.ca. So I would like to, and I, you know what, I just love, I just got that whole alchemy for changing times and that whole butterfly and take flight. Ow, just banged my knee. That whole thing was just so perfect. Taking flight and alchemy, the butterfly represents alchemy.
You know, yeah, and for myself, actually, my oracle card for the day was rebirth, and it talked about, you know, turning inward quietly and resting, and, you know, coming into Mother Nature and letting her help to revitalize you, so that you can, when the time comes shortly, be able to venture back out renewed with a new perspective,
mm-hmm.
and essentially like a new lease on life.
Nice. And what's come together here is along the lines of what I had, you know, going on in North Bay and what I continue to strive to do, you know, in any aspect of my life is to, you know, bring players together, you know, to create. That's what Heart of Unity was about in North Bay, was just having a space, you know, my intention there was, you know, for people just to come together, work together, you know, whether, you know, psychics, healers, you know, various workshop facilitators, whatever. And, of course, that's, you know, where Richard and I met. That's where Russell and I met. And interestingly enough, that's in a roundabout way how Leela and I met, because Leela's a writer for spiritlibrary.com, and I would often refer to Spirit Library, and I would tell clients about Spirit Library, and I'd say, oh, go look on spiritlibrary.com. They have a compilation of everything, and just really allow your intuition to guide you to, you know, what makes sense to you. And, you know, and all the writers are on there, all the good ones. And one of them was Leela. So, you know, Leela was in my life at that time, although I hadn't physically met her yet, and now she lives in my neighborhood, so to speak. So that's very exciting. You know, but Heart of Unity is all about that. And I think, you know, Russell, you used to run the Ecology Retreat Center and in Orangeville, Hockby Valley area, and the Ecology Retreat Center, when you look on their website too, it's a similar thing. They're bringing together, you know, all sorts of different people and themes and events, and, you know, so there seems to be, if I were to pick up a word, I would say unity, community. You know, a community doesn't necessarily mean a bunch of people sitting around on a commune. Community can be, you know, a community of people, even though we live in different cities, different areas. We're coming together in a themed weekend, you know, to help people have some transformational shifts, alchemy for changing times, and to help people take flight. And I believe that's what this this weekend is all about, is assisting people to be empowered and to, you know, to take flight in their own lives and, you know, fly, be free, you know, get rid of the weights and the baggage and find your joy and, you know, find what's real. Inquire within the self and find what's true for you and find the guru in you. There's so many things that find your creativity or your creative source, and there's so many things that are embodied within this particular weekend. And it feels to me like it's been very much spirit driven, and I'm very honored to be, you know, working with the folks that I am working with on this particular weekend. It's very exciting to me. And you know, to add to that, you know, at other times, you know, there can be other workshops and other facilitators. Richard also does some beautiful work. Russell's partner, Heather, also does some amazing work. She's a very gifted woman. She's going to be my Mystical Monday guest next month in November to talk about family constellations, soul constellations, which is a very unique type of work. And she's also a very gifted medium. So I love working with other mediums and stuff too, because, you know, then I have people that get me and I get them. So another reason why Leela and I can, you know, connect and really enjoy each other's company so much. So let's just do a basic run through the schedule. And I do want people to be able to ask questions of each of us, you know, as the evening goes on. So I know I've asked everybody to mute themselves with star six, but if you're wanting to ask a question, you know, it's okay to find a pause in there and unmute yourself and say, hey, you know, I want to ask something. So, and most people, I think, do already know who I am and you know, and what I am and how I am. So, but I'll give a very quick rundown, and then I'm going to go over to Russell and Leela, ask them to say a few things about themselves, and then we'll walk everybody through the weekend, because there's a lot going on, a lot, and this gives people an opportunity to tune into us and hear us and feel us and sense us and understand who we are and how they may or may not want to involve themselves with us for the weekend. Although I want to go to everybody's workshops myself. Anyway, so I'm Monica, and I'm clairvoyant, have been for all of my life. I'm also a natural medium, and, you know, have had experiences from the time I was small that I just really didn't talk a whole lot about until I was, you know, much older. I had back in 2006, which, you know, numerologically speaking, was an 8 vibration year, as 2015 is an 8 vibration year, so it was the last cycle. I had what is known as a Kundalini awakening, a very powerful energetic awakening that happened, and it's very challenging, you know, when that goes on, and if you don't have people around you who, you know, can recognize it and help you flow through it and understand what's going on. But, you know, at the time I started, you know, kind of channeling the secrets of the universe and, you know, things that I knew nothing about before, I was talking about, and I was bringing forward all of this information on prophecy, and, you know, it was kind of floating all over the place. I felt like a kite blowing around in the wind without an anchor is pretty much what it felt like. And I was, the only thing I knew was that I was okay. It was, you know, a very enlightening experience, a very spiritually high experience. I just didn't understand what it was or what to do with it exactly. And so, you know, I spent some time seeking, you know, I was careful who I spoke to about things that were happening to me because I knew, you know, the tendency might be to call me crazy, lock me up for some of the things that I was experiencing. And so, you know, I'd wash dishes, I'd do whatever I was doing and be channeling through these messages. And so over the years I've learned quite a bit about what it was that happened, the how, the why, you know, there's even a science behind it. I experienced a lot of interesting, miraculous things. I started instantly healing myself and others around me at the time just because, you know, that's where the energy was at and because I believed I could, and that was it. And so I've had a lot of experiences, highs and lows, with that. And because it wasn't grounded and stable, you know, it was very challenging for me to do the things that I felt I was here to do, like open a center in North Bay and keep it going, as an example. And, you know, I'm now, you know, very much more grounded. I've been out to Vision Quest and, you know, I've done all of these things to ground, you know, the energy. And I've also, through all of these experiences, been able to develop some courses. I've learned several healing modalities, and I can teach that. But more importantly, I can help people to tune into their natural intuitive abilities, and everybody has them. Everybody has them. So I don't feel like I have something special that somebody else, you know, doesn't already have. We all have this. Some people that I meet, I recognize, have it more turned on than others do. So they're born with, you know, a stronger tendency toward it, just like somebody else might, you know, and all the power to them. I wish it could be me, but it's not sometimes. You know, somebody else might have the smarts to be the accountant. They're excellent with numbers, and they can, you know, do those things. Well, that's not me. You know, somebody else might have gifts in that way, but, you know, or someone else toward art or toward music. And, you know, for me, it's always been, you know, the psychic, the mediumship. So I've developed a one-on-one course for really helping people to deeply and intensely evolve their own psychic and clairvoyant abilities. And I've got other people quite capable of, you know, beginning to do readings on others. So it's a really exciting process. So on the Friday night, myself with Leela, and she'll introduce herself quite shortly, are going to do a conversation with spirit. So we'll both be, you know, bringing forward information and messages, and that's going to be based on the group energy in the room, whoever's there, and, you know, what they are bringing into the room, what are their inquiries about. And, you know, we'll be able to answer to that, you know, whether it's, you know, messages from loved ones, connecting to our guides and bringing forward, you know, important messages to the group as a whole. You know, a lot of things can take place and transpire in that energy, and we're open to allowing the flow of what's for the highest good to come into the room that night. So that'll be Friday night from 6:30 to 9. And Saturday, I'm teaching a day-long workshop on psychic, spiritual, intuitive development to give people a good, solid foundation of opening that up for themselves so that they can, you know, gain access to guides, and the most important guide being their own higher self, and, you know, accessing messages. We're going to go into some, you know, pretty profound things of how to prepare the self to receive messages even. So it's a day-long event for those who really want to open up more of their intuition or understand even their own intuition and what's been happening around them. A lot of people have things going on and go, God, I've always wondered what that was. You know, it's kind of freaked me out, so I've been really shy and I've kind of shut it down, and but it won't quite go away. And you know, so that's the kind of thing that my workshop will address that I'm prepared to handle. I will also have guided meditation CDs with me that will be available for purchase. So my son and I have embarked on a professionally recorded guided meditation CD called Journey to the Crystal Temple. And it's a safe way of accessing your guides, because there are unsafe ways. And, you know, I've learned a lot over the years. And so I want to introduce tools that will help people to develop themselves with awareness and consciousness of everything that's around them. And so I will have that there as well. And Saturday, Leela's also teaching a workshop, and I will let her talk about that after. Russell will be doing a talk Saturday night and a full workshop Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Leela, Russell, and myself will all be doing one-on-one private sessions with people, and we'll each describe that. I'm doing readings and healing sessions, energy healing, you know, private readings. And then Tuesday night, the whole weekend closes, I'm doing a guided meditation circle. This is all going to take place at the Masonic Lodge on First Avenue in North Bay. And so the guided meditation, I used to do a guided meditation circle in North Bay for years, so I'm looking forward to doing that again. And I guess the other important thing is to tell people to make sure, and I'll say it when everybody's taking their turn to speak as well, make sure you register in advance for the events, for the workshops themselves. The workshops, they are a lesser price in advance, so you'll save. They are more expensive at the door. Get your seat. Do it now. I would say, and as far as booking private readings, you will need to be in contact with each of us individually, and my schedule is already filling up for healing and readings, and which will also be done at the Masonic Lodge on Monday and Tuesday. And so contacting me, heartofunity@gmail.com, heartofunity.com for the website, or Heart of Unity on Facebook. Those are ways to access me. And so I'm going to turn now, since Leela's with me on Friday night, I'm going to get Leela to go next, because it's kind of a natural transition through the whole weekend. So Leela, if you could come forward and, you know, talk a little bit about yourself and what you're hoping to see this weekend, what your Saturday workshop is all about, your private sessions, you know, that would be really excellent. And everyone, Leela has moved to Canada from New York, and she's only been here for a few years and is really getting herself settled, so it's very exciting to be bringing her up to North Bay. And I know everybody's going to love her up there and warmly welcome her. So take it away, Leela.
Oh,
Oh, you have to unmute yourself, Leela. Star 6? Oh, okay. I guess we've lost Leela somehow. Alrighty. Well, I guess we'll go to Russell first.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
Russell's
me?
Russell's here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so go ahead, Russell, talk a bit about what you're up to this weekend, your Saturday night talk, and your Sunday workshop, which is actually a lead-in too for something else coming up in November in North Bay.
I just want to say this is Leela, and I am here.
There you are.
Great.
Had a little trouble with the phone.
Okay, all right. All right, well, we'll go ahead with you, Leela, because that was the direction we were planning to take.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, because your workshops are kind of blending in with, you know, the timing of mine, so it kind of, you know, fits a start to finish of the weekend to go that way.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
So I guess I wanted to start somewhat at the beginning of, you know, myself also having one of those Kundalini awakening experiences, and that was back in 81, 82, kind of spanned those 2 years, and it was really, it was terrible and wonderful at the same time. It was, I had no idea what was happening. There wasn't much about channeling in those days that I didn't really know where to turn. So I was an interesting ride, and I feel like now if I meet people who are going through that experience, I feel kind of like an expert in what the pitfalls are, you know, what can be brought up. And if you know, I hadn't done much clearing of, you know, I didn't realize who I really was and how much of what I thought was me wasn't me. And so that it's really began a wonderful journey of knowing who I am and clearing what isn't my truth. And so I feel like I've made that my work. And so over the years, I began channeling consciously. I never went into a trance or anything like that, but I just wanted to begin communicating with the, you know, beings of the highest vibration. That's very important to ask for. And, you know, I went from there. I learned so much over the years, and I have been facilitating also guided meditation circles, and so I'm really looking forward to our Friday night. I think that's going to be fun. It's a very organic way of unfolding and opening to the information, whatever may come through. It's always, when there's a group of people in a room, it's always, in a way, more crowded than you think because of all, everyone's spirit guides are there, you know, too. So it's, I've had experiences with people that, like, our spirit guides are high-fiving each other because we met and we're, you know, so that's a lot of fun. And so I also underwent a training in reading people's Akashic records. And I've been doing that since 2007. The original training is called Soul Realignment. Some of you may have heard of that. And I have taken that work, and I do private sessions on the phone. That's a much more in-depth session than I can get into in person. But now I've incorporated energy, working with energy. So I have someone on the table, and I'm feeling their energetic vibration, and I can feel into where certain blockages may be and help to release that and provide clarity for people. And so that kind of brings me back to what I was saying a minute ago about how I really had to go through quite a few years of clearing and releasing and coming into myself. So I feel like I assist other people in doing the same thing so that they can remember who they are and bring their soul more into their physical body and into, you know, into our experience of living our life. We are ensouling.
And that's what's happening in this time, that we're in the evolution of humanity. So so that's the work that I, or the play that I bring, you know, to the world. And my workshop I'm really excited about because I do, in addition to writing and channeled writing, I also am very visual, and I get these inner visions, and I paint them or draw them. I like to use chalk pastels or oil paints. And so I've developed a workshop on accessing your intuition in your creative process. And this could be in visual arts, but it could also be in writing as well. And so what I'm going to be doing in the workshop that I'm teaching is some exercises, meditations, guided journeys to help people get to a place where they can really hear their inner voice and trust what they're getting and even open up to seeing pictures in their mind or feeling color. And that's an interesting aspect, the idea of mixing senses. So feeling color and shape, hearing color and shape, all that kind of stuff we're going to play around with. And just help people to begin to use their intuition as a tool in their creative process. And I do believe that everyone is intuitive, whether they're an accountant and good with numbers or not or whatever. But we all kind of, our intuition is our inner GPS.
Yes.
To me. So I want to help to guide people into trusting that. And whatever is learned in this workshop will also be able to filter out into people's lives in other ways. So we're just going to be playing with color and shape, and I'm inviting people to bring whatever materials they're most comfortable with using, what they like to play with, and
an important piece to emphasize there, Lila, for anybody listening, is that you will be required to bring your creative supplies with you to Lila's event. It's good to highlight that so people show up prepared with however they want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Bring your toys.
Bring your toys.
And actually, in the event listing, there is a list of things to bring, including a little notebook or sketchbook. We're going to be doing just doodling. Sometimes, you know, when the mind is focused on, like I might be giving a talk and I'm inviting people just to scribble and allow themselves to doodle, and how we can turn that into works of art as well. And it's all about play, freedom, listening, learning to listen to yourself, listen to your heart. And, it is called Art from the Heart, so it is about, you know, opening up to hearing what our inner voice is saying, then listening to our heart. And actually, that also is a very valuable tool to bring into our daily lives. We're all kind of coming out of as a species, being taught that our mind is the most important thing. Our mind is the driver of the bus, so to speak. And so we're learning to quiet the mind and listen to the heart, because it's actually the heart. And this has been studied by the HeartMath Institute, that the heart impulses the brain to action, to thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming all from the heart first, and I just love that. So, And so then for the private sessions, I'm going to be offering the Akashic Record energy clearing and also just straight-on psychic readings and mediumship. Because I have also that beautiful gift of being able to communicate with those who have passed over, and that's often it's something that brings up such emotion of love and even kind of hilarity. I mean, because some of the people I've communicated with who are, you know, so to speak, on the other side are pretty funny. And so it's not always so serious.
That's right. I've experienced that too. And sometimes they come through being very clownish, and sometimes they can come through being very serious. And Angela, we'll have to make sure we have lots of Kleenex boxes in our rooms. We make people cry, but in a good way.
In a good way. It's a release.
It is a release, and it's all good. All good release, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks. Thanks, Leela. And I'm so excited that, you and I are going to work together. I know we've had an amazing play day together, doing readings on each other and playing. You know, to me it felt like play, and we were just up to so many things. It was such a nice time, and we need to do that again soon.
Yes, we do, and we will.
Absolutely. And there's something that drew the two of us together that to me was just so interesting. And I mean, we even have matching cats. Like, I'm still blown away by that. Our cats are, you know, we have identical cats somehow. To me, that's
right.
The thing. I'm like, wow. You know, to me, cats are very psychic and, you know, connect to that aspect of things. And so we have cats that look very similar.
And I saw one of your cat, Maeve, on Facebook and was sending out prayers to somebody. They were looking for a home for her.
Yeah.
And I'm sending out prayers that Maeve gets adopted. And then I meet you and I go to your house and it's like, that's Maeve.
That's the cat.
She was climbing all over me. Oh, it was so wonderful. She felt my prayers, and she found a wonderful home.
Oh, yeah. She loved it. Yeah.
All of these little synchronicities are just wonderful.
Oh, yes. And I have just as many with Russell at his Enlightenment Intensives and workshops. He used to come up to North Bay. He's familiar up there now. But, yeah, some very interesting synchronicities that happened through Russell with Richard and I even getting together. And that was a whole other interesting story. Yeah, but it's all interwoven. It's a wonderful story, and it's all interwoven. So, wonderful. Well, thank you, Leela. And so I'm going
You're
to mention
welcome.
Leela's website, soultransitions.com, to find her and to, you know, see a little bit more about her and what's going on. So feel free.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention one thing about Soul Transitions. That's where I write my blog that gets picked up by Spirit Library and many other online people like Spirit Library. So that's the original place of the Soul Transitions Vibe Report.
Vibe Report, yes.
The Vibe Report.
The Vibe Report on Spirit Library. That to me, that was mind blowing. What? You're the Vibe Report lady. Oh my God.
I know, and that made me feel so good because I just send that out, and sometimes I'm not even sure anyone reads it. So I was just thrilled.
No, and there here I am going, yay! I'm so excited. That's awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Leela.
Okay, thank you.
That's wonderful. And now, Russell.
Oh, hello there. God, I'm in the company of some pretty incredible people here. I hear all the stories of where you've been. It's beautiful. Wow.
It's quite incredible. Yes, and you have stories of where you've been and interesting things to share with us, too. So you're doing a talk on Saturday night, a workshop Sunday.
Yeah.
And then private sessions Monday, Tuesday. So start by telling us a little about you.
Okay. Well, So first off, I'm a northern guy, just like you. I grew up in Thunder Bay. You're from northern Ontario, so very, very similar kind of landscape and so forth. So I'm really looking forward to getting back up north again. I really miss the spirit of that land.
Yeah.
So, you know, like both of you, I had these spiritual experiences, and I had one when I was about 17 or 18, just walking in the bush, and I didn't know what happened, and I just really opened up to this incredible feeling of oneness with everything, and I didn't really know what it was all about, and of course I didn't want to tell my mother, you know. She was going to United Church at the time, and you know, it'd be very difficult saying, "Hey, Mom, I'm God." So, you know, eventually, you know, shut it down. And this is around the time of the, you know, when the hippies were around. You know, it was kind of late 60s, early 70s. And as a result of that, it put me on a spiritual path, and I just saw that there's something a lot deeper than our normal physical life, what we were all trying to do in life, which is be more successful and have more things and all of that. And when I was 22, I joined a mystical organization called the Rosicrucian Order, which some of you may have known about. And during one of the meditations, I fell back into that experience, and what I experienced about myself was that I was just completely whole, connected to everything. There's nothing inherently wrong with me. There was this light and spiritual presence around me, and it wasn't just that I was that fullness, that everything, you know, there was an outer and inner world. It was that I was the whole thing. I was the inner world and the outer world, and I was connected to everything. I was everything. But it wasn't that I was the only one. I realized that every other individual on the planet, in the universe, is the same one. And so it became clear to me as this experience unfolded that there's this inherent goodness within all of us, inherent wholeness, and that what we're really doing in life is we're trying to become more conscious of one another, of who we really are. And later I called that godening, that we're, you know, we're all godening one another. Mm-hmm. We're all godeners of one another. And,
love that.
Yeah, and that we're in this universe I call the you and I-verse, and that we're, in our relating to one another, we're becoming more conscious. And so it's this everyday task of communication, relating to one another, that's really uplifting us. That the problem is that for centuries we've been relating to one another and very dysfunctional ways. We've been hurting one another, lying to one another, manipulating one another, killing one another. And so we really shut one another down. And so it became clear that the problem was not so much with ourselves. It's really how we are relating to one another in a dysfunctional, hurtful way. And so I began to kind of try to search through many different spiritual traditions for that awareness. I couldn't find it. But what I saw in the world, which made me very depressed, was that people were really caught up in living from who they were not, you know, living out of this false idea of themselves, being caught up in their minds and their thought, and really suffering because they had these false ideas about themselves and life and others. And it put me into a real spiritual depression. You know, I just saw that, you know, we're really caught up in our minds. We're caught up in the dogma of these spiritual traditions that people are all following, but they're not really experiencing directly the truth for themselves. And so it put me into this state where I just realized, you know, I really don't know anything. It's all unknown. And we're so much in our minds thinking we know, but we really don't. And it was around that time that that I discovered this retreat called the Enlightenment Intensive. And it's a retreat where people sit across from one another and they ask one another these ultimate questions, like, you know, tell me who you are, tell me what life is, tell me what your purpose is. But what is the structure is that the relating is made very safe. So people aren't, you know, they aren't judged, they aren't given advice, they aren't told that they're bad and wrong, that they need to improve. And as a result, what happens is people start to tap into more of their authentic self. They feel more freer to express themselves. And the magic is that they're seen, they're heard, and they're understood. And as that happens, they start to come out. Their true self starts to show up. And on this retreat, people have these sudden awakening experiences that are described in many spiritual traditions as awakening or enlightenment, self-realization, illumination. It's these sudden experience where they wake up. It's like they wake up, they become alive from the inside, they fully embody who they are. And I was fortunate on this retreat to have one of these awakening experiences, and I've had many since on these retreats. And so I realized, wow, this is the missing thing I've been looking for. People finding out the truth for themselves, not getting caught up in dogma and religion, and thinking that I was alone in all of this, but not. Just realizing there are more people that are waking up. There are more people that I call the, you know, we might call the mystic misfits, or the non-follower types, or the independent spiritual seekers. You know, people that want to find what's true for themselves. But it's difficult because we feel we have to do it alone. And you know, my motto is that yeah, we do have to do it alone. But when we do it together, we get there much faster. And so this process of the self-inquiry, we're helping one another self-inquire, produces these very profound insights and spiritual awakenings much faster than I've found in other traditions. And also people will tend to let go of what's these ideas and false identifications, false beliefs that have been holding them back for years, and they'll often let go of past experiences that have been blocking them. So this is the work I've been doing. I now call the retreat the Coming Home Retreat, because I feel it more describes what people feel like when they have these awakening experiences. Mm-hmm. It's like they've come home to themselves. You know, it's like we've been lost for many, many, many years, going up all these blind alleys, trying to get back home. And then at some point we just have this sudden experience, and we just realize the home that we've been looking for is really inside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's not outside. And that's where the true fulfillment and happiness is.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd like to chime in here, if it's okay, about the Enlightenment Intensive for anyone who's listening. And I do talk about the process a lot and have over the years, is that, you know, to speak to that. If you go in to an Enlightenment Intensive, you know, just prepared to open up to what is. For me, I had, you know, just the most profound experiences both times, and it brought me back to that state of when I had that first Kundalini event. I call it an event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It brought me back to that state of that feeling of oneness,
mm-hmm.
of truth, you know, the ultimate truth, both times that I went. For me were very, very profound. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to just add that in there, and that, you know, the the workshops that you do are also very powerful in helping to peel back layers of what's not authentic to us.
Mm-hmm.
Things that hold us back. So
yeah.
This is, you know, to me, proven. And it's not something you do to go and have fun. It's something you do when you really want to transform and grow.
Mm-hmm. And also it is fun too. There's
oh for sure
in the sense that when we let go of the things that are holding us back, and sometimes that can be painful. Underneath that all is the joy of letting go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And this experience of awakening is probably one of the most joyful experiences that people have. And in fact, for myself, one of the greatest joys is, watching people fall off their chairs, laughing their heads off when they realize who they are.
Yes.
It's a marvelous experience.
It's liberating beyond.
Yeah.
It. Yes.
So the two things that I'll be doing in North Bay along with you are centered around this work that I call co-evolution, that we're all evolving together, and through this process of self-inquiry. And so the talk, I'll be giving a talk on the Saturday night. I think that's from like 7 till about 9:30.
Yeah.
And it's called the fulfillment factor, and it addresses this question, is there one thing that changes and improves everything else? I think in terms of this idea of, synergy and transformation and alchemy, the alchemists were looking for this one thing that would transmute everything into gold. It was the philosopher's stone.
Yes.
So kind of in a way that workshop is about that. What is this one thing that can change everything and not change itself? And to me, what that is, it's our true self. When we're really centered in our true self and we experience our true self, that changes everything in our life. But we don't really change ourselves in any way. We just become aware of the magnificence of ourself, and that certainly changes everything. We'll also be talking about, what's really going on in life. Like, what is it that's got us stuck? What is it that's causing us suffering? And then also how to take a look at finding out what's really going on. So we'll do a little exercise of where somebody can take a look at an issue in their life and through a simple journaling exercise get to the truth of it. We'll also talk about what's really going on in life. What is the purpose of life? And it's interesting when we begin to see what's really going on in life, we start to see it everywhere. And then we can align our living with that purpose. So we'll begin to see that everything that we do in life is bringing us towards that purpose. And then we'll start to feel like our life has a lot more meaning. When we see the deeper meaning and purpose in life, then our life becomes more meaningful. So we'll be talking about that. The Sunday there'll be a workshop called Living from Acceptance. And the fundamental idea of this that we'll explore is how accepting our life exactly the way it is actually changes it. This seems like a bit of a paradox. But what I want to have people experience more, and this is more than just like a talk or a lecture. We're going to be doing some experiential work, and we'll be doing some exercises where people will start to realize that when they let their life be the way it is, there's a deeper understanding that we're not seeing because we're not accepting it. we're not accepting our life, we're resisting our life. There's an old saying that, you know, when we resist, it just persists. So by accepting our life the way it is, we actually allow the flow of new information, new consciousness, new awareness to come into our life. So there'll be some exercises to you know, help people feel more in the flow of their life. They'll start to realize that in every problem, there's a solution within the problem, not outside the problem, and that they'll feel more comfortable that life is actually working for them rather than against them. You know, sometimes, you know, we have this idea that if, you know, if it's not one damn thing, it's the same damn thing, you know. And it's like sometimes we can just curse our lives, not realizing that that within the difficulty is our liberation. And if we can get more confidence that that is the way it is in life, then we can allow ourselves to embrace our life much more rather than wanting it to be different. And then things kind of paradoxically change for the better. So it's a really interesting paradox that we'll be exploring. And I'm really excited to just present this whole idea. I think it gets people more back into the flow of their life and sees their life as their buddy and their friend and their ally rather than as some kind of enemy to be resisted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we'll be doing on the Sunday. And then I think we have set up maybe about a week or so later, there's a 4-day training that I'll be doing on how to conduct the kind of workshops that I do, the more experiential workshops called co-evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people come to that one day, then they'd be eligible to come to that training.
Mm-hmm.
And that training will go deeper into the nature of the mind and how we're, you know, how we suffer and you might say the way out of our suffering. Just that alone, even if people don't want to conduct workshops, just that training alone will be just such a great education for life.
Hmm. Are the dates set for that 4-day workshop?
They are.
Thursday,
November 5th to Sunday, November 8th. It's a 4-day.
November 5th to the 8th?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know that we can start talking about that now, November 5th to the 8th. Okay, awesome. That's good. Russell, I'm wondering if you could touch as well on your private sessions that you're offering on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's a... I almost forgot that. Yeah, so I do something called clearing. It's also called mind clearing. And it's a self-inquiry process that I lead people through. I ask people questions. And what we try to do is track back to the origination of people's problems and through communication process relieve the tension that's in the mind and the emotions from... what I call withholds. So withholds are like communications that we really wanted to authentically say to, you know, mother and father and other people that have been problematic in our life, but we've never ever got a chance to say them. And so in clearing, what we do is we pretend that those people are there and we do some communication to them. And what that happens is it tends to relieve this internal tension. And people have these spontaneous insights about what really was the problem and perhaps some of the false solutions that they've made. And as a result of that, they can take a new direction, more positive direction in their life, and they can let go of these limiting beliefs that are that they're bumping into that that are getting in their own way in their life. And so clearing is about clearing out these withholds and also clearing away these false beliefs that we have about ourselves that are holding us back. So I'll be doing either an hour long or hour and a half sessions with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Thanks for adding that in, because I know people are wondering what is clearing. And, you know, it's good to have that explanation. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like washing the windows in the mind.
I like that. Good to have clean mind.
That's right. You know, when we're going through the mud of life, the windows get all, you know, all dirty. So, yeah, clearing is like, yeah, clearing the windows of the mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Wow, that's great. So, Russell's website, awakentheguruinyou.com. And Russell also will have a book available for sale, and we'll be doing book signings at various times, you know, with his talk and with his event, and if you're seeing him one-to-one for clearing sessions, his book will be there. And
I also have a book that's on my website called The Independent Seeker's Guide. So anybody that comes to any of my talks or workshops, they'll get that for free as well, as an added bonus.
Awesome. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, and just to kind of, you know, wrap things up, so for all of the events, you know, they're on various places on the Internet. You can find this on Eventbrite. On that hosting site, you can find Opening Your Spiritual Heart workshops on there. Angela's got her website up now, naturalsynergy.ca, and things are posted in there. I've got quite a comprehensive page at heartofunity.com, events, workshops, on that tab. A full listing of everything, including everybody's biographies, what they're offering. There are posters around North Bay. It's on Facebook. you know, we've just made sure we've kind of put it out there everywhere. Did I miss anything of where the information is posted? I don't think that I did. I think we've pretty much got it. So, you know, if anyone is interested in going, if anyone's interested in traveling, Angela has made an arrangement for reduced room rates at one of the hotels there, and she'd be happy to help you with that as the organizer. And so booking private sessions with all three of us, I need to remind people they need to get in contact with each of us individually to book your appointment. And other than that, if you are interested in books, I know Leela will have some art there. She's just been highlighted with two other wonderful women at the Bancroft Art Gallery. And she's got some amazing pieces that she will have available. Russell will have his book. I've got my meditation CD. Those things you would purchase directly from us. All of the workshops need to be either registered in advance or paid at the door. Advance is better, and that will include the meditation night. People are accustomed in North Bay just to wandering into my meditation night, so it's good to pre-register. It also helps us in having our rooms set up so we know, you know, how many people we're expecting, which room we're going to use for things, you know, due to demand and all of that, and to make sure that there is room is the other thing. So, you know, I'm to suggest people go over the details, have a good look at it, and make sure they follow the instructions on, you know, how to access things. And you can also go into the Nutty Chocolatier on Main Street in North Bay, and the Nutty Chocolatier, and have some candy while you're at it. They have the most amazing chocolate truffles at the Nutty Chocolatier. So anyway, you can go in and browse the sweets, and you can register for workshops there for cash payments. And they will, you know, give you a receipt, and you can register for any of the events there. So that we thank them for that. That's a wonderful support to us. And you can also pay through the Eventbrite site or do email bank transfer and register with Angela at info@naturalsynergy.ca. So there's lots of ways to register yourself and get involved and go to any one of the websites, naturalsynergy.ca, heartofunity.com, on the events workshops link, and you'll be able to access everybody and everything, including links to everybody's websites. I've made sure I've put links to everything so people can find us no matter what. Yeah, so at this point...
I have something, Mon. Sorry, it's Angela. They need to realize, though, at the door as well as at Nutty Chocolatier, it is cash only. So at the actual event, we won't have the ability of taking credit payments the way Eventbrite does. So it will be cash only at the door, just like it's cash only at Nutty Chocolatier.
Okay, thanks for affirming that. And at this point, you know, I would just like to kind of open things up. And if people want to ask any one of us questions, you know, if there's something you're still curious about and, you know, about anything going on with that event or just anything that any of us does, feel free to ask questions and dialogue with us here and, you know, get to know us. So if there's anything, just unmute yourself and say, hey, I have a question. Or a comment, or something. Go right ahead. Anyone?
I might have a quick question for Leela.
Okay.
Okay. It might be off topic a little bit. It's about the Akashic Records.
Akashic Records, yeah.
Akashic Records. Well, when you do that, do you actually, like, just go into a meditation and retrieve the information, or?
Not quite, because of being, how can I describe this? Being psychically open, what I do is I go into what my experience of the Akashic Records is, and then I call up my client's record using their full name at birth, their name now if different, and their birth date and location of birth. And then there's a little prayer I say to call upon the guides in the Akashic Records and what we call the temples of love, light, and truth to arise from within us and expand outward so that the information we get is of the highest accuracy and for the highest good of all. And then when I am working with someone energetically, I really just open up and ask to be shown what is there that needs to be released and cleared. And I also, and so sometimes there are like entity attachments that are removed. That's very common. Other things like implants that are from, this is kind of hard to talk about. It's many lifetimes ago, and yet I don't see it in a linear way as far as so-called past lives or future lives. It's all, I see it as our soul is like a great, one friend describes it as a disco ball, and all the little facets are different lifetimes that our soul
has expressed awareness in. And so it's what we're removing are collective experiences or energies that have been collected over and held on to over from these other lifetimes. In our 3D world, it is hard to describe something that's a little more of an expanded dimension in a way. I hope that makes sense. So
Yeah.
So there can be an accumulation of like something. Let's see that the soul experience in another lifetime that was, a karmic decision that they weren't too happy about, and they paid the so-called karmic debt. But sometimes on the soul level, we hold on to something to make sure we never do that again. So we call that unjustified karma, and things like that get cleared. And they could be, like in my own experience, I had something cleared when I received my clearing in the Akashic Record. And about 2 weeks later, I realized I don't ever have to feel that feeling again. That had to do with low self-esteem and was also kind of a pulling down on my energy. And it was something that had been with me for so long that I didn't really notice it. I wasn't able to sort of delineate it until it was gone. You know, it was like so familiar, but once it was gone, I realized that the whole feeling of it was gone. And so it was very freeing. So it happens very organically, and since I've been doing it for so many years, it's a really kind of a quick, it's not a very long belabored experience. So does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
So it's kind of like multi-past life clearing.
I was just going to comment on what Akashic Record is for anyone.
Okay, I will. I just want to answer that one, what you just said. It's sometimes it's not anything from another lifetime. It's just from the childhood of this present life.
Okay.
So or not just the childhood, but anyway, it's whatever comes up. So it's not a big focus on other lifetimes necessarily. So the Akashic Record to me is like a vast library, if you will, of our soul's experience. It's everything we do and think and experience and choose is recorded in our soul record. And it's very important to know there's no judgment. And we're the worst judges of ourselves. Anyway, so in this record, there's no judgment. It is just the experience of the soul that leads to, for most of us, I think the goal is probably enlightenment or ensoulment or, freedom and joy. So through these experiences that we hold on to or that kind of get stuck, there is a lot of wisdom learned through the becoming aware of it and then the release of that. Did I describe what the Akashic Records are? I feel like what I'm tuning into is the Akashic Record of our soul's experience on Earth. And I'm very aware of our souls being so vast that we are, most of us, from other planetary systems and even aligned with other races of being, humanoid, but not necessarily earthling. It gets a little Star Trek, but it's fascinating.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. It's funny because I often go into things like that in readings too, and I always wonder, geez, I wonder if I'm wonder if I'm going a little too far with this person. But the truth comes out. To me, it's like what I see what I see.
Yeah, and I think we learned then to trust that whatever we're getting, it's not for us anyway.
Yeah.
It's for the person. It's for our client, you know. And then I've had the experience when I first started doing this, that made me a little nervous. But then I came to realize that people are very familiar with what we're telling them. Like
uh-huh.
that, you know, ringing the bell of truth and, you know, usually happens. And if it doesn't happen right away, it does, you know, a little later, they might be, oh, that's what that was, you know, after you're done speaking with the person, they would have a realization, so.
Sure. So that's good. I'm glad that those questions were asked because I forget. I mean, I know what Akashic records are and things like that, and so sometimes I forget to add those details, you know, when I'm talking, so. You know,
mm-hmm.
if anyone else has questions like that about any of us, you know, feel free to ask. And I like to reiterate, there are no wrong questions and there's no stupid questions or silly questions. There's just questions. And, you know, the only wrong questions are the ones that haven't been asked.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit on your question, it doesn't get answered. So, you know, there's nothing that we haven't heard before, probably. And are happy to answer anything as well. But I have a question actually of you, Russell. I've been listening to your music CD, and I'm wondering if you're going to bring some of your CDs along for sale as well to North Bay.
Yeah, I could do that. I could certainly get some copies, and I'll bring it up. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And maybe I might even play a song or two. What do
well,
you think
there
about
you
that?
Go. Fun.
Yeah, and there's people actually, if they want, they can go on my website under, I think it's a store. There's a free download of one of my songs from my CD called Master Key, so they can listen to me if they want to do that. Yeah, so I'll bring some CDs.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like that song, Master Key, actually. That's really, it's a well-written song. And there's a lot of meaning in your lyrics and things. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I really enjoy listening to mine, so that's why I was thinking you should bring some. Yeah. So let's put it out there again. Are there any other questions or comments, anything anybody's wanting to ask, or have we been so thorough? Going once.
I guess I'll chime in again.
You go right ahead.
What about prices? I know they're on the posters, but...
Ah, okay. Well, we may as well put it in here, too. So the Friday night workshop is... and that's with both Leela and I. So you have two psychic, medium, spiritual energy readers that are going to be there. And it's 50 in advance and 55 at the door. And so that starts at 6:30. And then on Saturday, actually all three of our day-long workshops, Saturday for both Leela and I, and then on Sunday for Russell, all of those are $80 pre-registered and $100 at the door. And that's because we really want you to register in advance so we can be prepared. So they're all the same. And then Russell's Saturday night talk is, what was that, $25 in advance? I'm not looking at it quite at the moment. So is it $25 in advance and $30 at the door? Anybody? I believe that's what it was.
It was, yeah. Yeah, it's Russell here. I think I'm pretty sure that's the cost.
Yeah. Guided meditation on Tuesday is 10 in advance, 15 at the door. And then our private sessions are I believe we're flowing pretty much the same. Let me see. I've got 95 for an hour-long psychic reading or an energy healing session. So it's 95 for an hour, 50 for a half hour, and then I have a special hour and a half session myself for $135. So that's a combination healing session with reading to allow things to go much deeper. So that's 90 minutes for $135. For Leela, we've got an hour of Akashic record clearing or intuitive psychic guidance and mediumship, 95 an hour. Let me see. You're offering half-hour sessions on psychic guidance and mediumship. And with the Akashic record energy clearing, it comes hour for 95, 90 minutes for 135. Is that right? And she's offering $45 off a soul realignment for those who have an Akashic clearing with her for on the phone at a later date. And Russell's got 95 for an hour of clearing sessions and 120 for 90 minutes of his clearing sessions. So I hope I answered all of that. A lot of prices, a lot of things. Yeah. Going on. So I'd also like to point that there's a download of a PDF poster. I don't know if Angela's got one on her site, but I put it up on mine at heartofunity.com on my event workshop page, and you can download a PDF poster, print it, and put it up on your board at work or something so that you know, others can see that. So feel free to share our information. And of course, on these websites, naturalsynergy.ca, heartofunity.ca, events, workshops, we have everybody's contact information in there. So you'll be able to contact either one of us, some by email, website, phone, to make appointments, to you know, ask further questions, have clarity on anything, and I think we would all be happy to answer any of those inquiries as well. And so, good question, though. We did go over those, and there is a four-day workshop that Russell's doing from the 5th to the 8th in November. What is the cost for that going to be? Or have we sorted that out yet?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be, I think it's $350
mm-hmm.
if you register before, and then $395 if you, register, at the door.
Okay. All right. No. Good to know. Okay. That's awesome. Good, good. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to, all of that, and I'm looking forward to having play time. To me, that's play time, being able to go and work and do those sorts of workshops. It's all play time, getting to interact with other people, too. So I'm really looking forward to all of this. It's going to be quite a bit of fun, for sure. So
me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, road trip. Woohoo!
Yeah, no, I think with you know, all three of us there, all four of us, the energy is going to be really incredible.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, it's going to be building even before. So I think one of the reasons to register early is once you register and you make that commitment that you're going to be there, that energy of the weekend, you'll start to feel that.
Absolutely.
And you'll be... making some progress even before, you know, you'll be right in the energy and you'll be flowing along with it, and you'll be having probably sometimes people have even insights related to that, the subject of the workshop, even before. So it's a great way of preparing. by registering ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Russell, because and that's a truth I forgot to mention. And for me, any time I have committed to something like that, I have always started to go through shifts right away. And I would have to say it's been either attending something for myself, such as your Enlightenment Intensives. I've always experienced profound shifts before and things happening before that were just beyond words, the synchronicities and things that would unfold and the changes I'd go through. But not just that, but also working at spiritual retreats, you know, whether I've gone through courses of study, like learning my different healing modalities and things like that. So, you know, even when it comes to working, I experience profound things leading up to. And, you know, because as facilitators, if we're not growing and changing and shifting with everyone, we're not doing our work. And so for me, every time I experience a workshop or a retreat, working or participating, doesn't matter, you know, just amazing things unfold. And it's been this way with this particular one as well. So that I'm glad you brought that up, Russell, because it does need to be stated and talked about. And so we committed to coming to this set of events, and so our lives start to change in alignment with it. And so when you commit, the same thing happens when you commit and sign up and register. So I think that's really wonderful to talk about. So.
Yeah, that's so true. Thank you, Russell, for mentioning that.
So I'm really excited at this point. As I said, I've already got appointments booked for sessions, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I don't know if there's any other questions or, you know, Leela, I talked about Mercury retrograde at the beginning, and then I drew a card. I don't know if there's something intuitive you wanted to add in.
Well, it's just what I'm experiencing myself and other people, too, that I've spoken to. This Mercury retrograde wasn't so much about technical difficulties as it was about really clearing. I've been hearing about people literally cleaning out closets and finding things they had been looking for, and, you know, like an old photo album, and going into tears over you know, certain things that they, so that they became like an emotional clearing as well, that kind of thing. And I feel like there was something else I wanted to say about that, but it's not clicking in, other than, also a lot of us are feeling, I don't know if this is Mercury retrograde related, but feeling, kind of the density of the world, like really being very sensitive and having to take ourselves out of looking at some of the terrible things that are going on in the world if we can, and really maintaining our own energetic vibration and loving ourselves. I think loving ourselves is the most important thing we could do for the world. And so I feel like that is something that is coming to, like rising from all this clearing, is this self-love and how that will really change the world. So that's probably kind of off Mercury retrograde topic, but that's what's bubbling to the surface in my world these days. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that I feel like we're all doing similar work for this weekend that we're going to be doing in helping people remember who they are and clear out what isn't their truth, and that we're all doing it with that
vibration of love that we're learning to cultivate within ourselves and also amplify and radiate into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's said very well. I agree with that.
Uh-huh.
Definitely, that's where we're all about. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is very well said. We're all here to, you know, help people access the deeper truth of who they are. And to me, that's all about empowering. I'm not interested in building a fast food repeat, you know, client base. I'm more interested in really helping people to deeply evolve and access things for themselves and to spread their wings and fly. So I think, and I'm really excited for the weekend. I'm really excited to see, you know, people transform throughout it. And, you know, so whether you're interested in, you know, part of our workshops and, you know, or all of the workshops, as much as you can get in and, you know, whatever, there's like mix and match. You get to pick and choose and put your weekend together with as much or as little as you need or want. So that's the beauty of it, too. So that's really good. So,
yeah.
So do you have an intuitive something you want to throw into the mix here?
Well, yeah, I think the image of the butterfly and transformation and metamorphosis really relates to me. I can only speak in my own experience, but I just think in the last week or so, what's been happening for me is I've been lightening up. You know, enlightenment is taking yourself lightly, you know. Taking yourself heavy, letting go of the heaviness of our daily routine and the difficulties that we have, and the heaviness of you know, the mind always being what I call pasteurizing. You know, just going over the past over and over and over again, or futurizing, where we're just in the future, always worrying and about everything that we have to look after in the future, and worrying whether we're going to be okay or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been finding myself more and more just letting go of the heaviness of that and just being more in the present and trusting more. And so I think, you know, maybe if that might relate to Mercury retrograde, I think there's an aspect of, you know, if you're going to be like a butterfly and fly, you have to be light.
That's right.
And so it's about lightening up and being okay with that, and spending some time just letting yourself let the light come in, rather than always think that you know, our life is difficult all the time. So I, for me, that's what's been happening, and not that it's a way of ignoring things or suppressing things or denying things. I think sometimes we deny the lightness and the effervescence and the spaciousness within ourselves. And for me, that's what the retrograde has been about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you, Russell. And Angela, do you have something you would like to add? Let's check in with Angela. Intuitive, Mercury retrograde, or otherwise. I think you might be muted, Angela. You have to press *6.
There we go.
Hello.
Well, at least I'm not blowing up bank machines this retrograde.
that one. Much electronics. Her energy was high, and she was going to start affecting electronics, and she blew up a bank machine.
Right, and it was like a few hours after Monica reminded me to be careful. I don't know. I just sort of got lost.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think just that rebirth card that I got today really sort of represented for me where sort of I was at and where I felt, what I felt I was getting ready to do in the coming week. The way we had, that we mentioned before, everything that, you know, everything everyone else has brought forward, I can, it's like those double whammies from our development class. I can recognize my lessons and past lessons and other things that are going on. So I'm enjoying watching the alignments fall into place and recognizing the different synchronicities.
Mhm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Wow. Well, that's nice. So unless anyone else has any other questions, I think that's a wrap.
Just one quick one.
Yeah.
Before we hang up, you mentioned there was other things going on. What else do we have to look forward to?
Planetary?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new moon on October the 12th. And the new moon is usually, you know, a positive time for planting seeds and all of that. And we have that aspect. And I'm not sure, because I'm not an astrologer. That was last month's guest with Richard Paul Gere. But, you know, and I'm just really getting tuned into all of this. But apparently on October 12th, we have some very positive energy lined up with the new moon, but there's also some challenging aspects to come with it. So that would be considered another bittersweet day. So today's the 5th. The 12th will be a week from today. And that's actually Thanksgiving Monday. So Thanksgiving, you know, in Canada, it's Thanksgiving Monday. So, you know, in Canada, you know, we would have that energy of, you know, gratitude. And to me, I'm not into the Thanksgiving story so much, especially since I've learned about the First Nations cultures and, you know, what many of our ancestors did to them in relation to Thanksgiving. But I like to take that time to, you know, give gratitude for all of the things that I have in my life. You know, and to have a new moon in conjunction with that, it's usually a good time to, you know, plant seeds for what you want to grow. So I just say be very mindful and aware, you know, of what's going on that day. So, you know, I know the energy through the weekend is going to be, you know, the 16th to the 21st, you know, or the 20th, I believe is the Tuesday. But the energies throughout the time that we're going to be up in North Bay doing those workshops will be a good time for inner transformation. You know, I think people will be supported as they move through their shifts and changes and, you know, through their growth cycles. They'll be greatly supported through that. So I'm feeling very positively in that way. Just there, you know, I feel that for the most part, things are going to be lightening up. There's just going to be, you know, a couple of challenging days, you know, within that. And today was actually one of them. And, you know, so I just say, you know, be present. If you're present within yourself, and asking yourself questions all the time, to me everything is a self-inquiry, you know, regardless of whether an issue shows up in another person across from me. You know, if I'm the one having the reaction, you know, then I'm the one that needs to look. And so, you know, as long as you're present within yourself and inquiring about what is this telling me, what do I need to see about me, then I think, you know, you're well on your way to understanding. So I would say to focus more, you know, the challenges will arise when they arise. you know, but just like when a Mercury retrograde comes, people start to tense up already, and then we go into resistance to the retrograde, and that's not really what it's intended to be about. If we can instead be open to the flow of what the retrograde is going to show us, that we can transform it, then, you know, the resistance isn't there, and it's more of a, it's a more interesting roller coaster ride instead of a bumpy one where we're screaming the whole way going, no! So for the most part, the retrograde energy is about to lighten up, and, you know, it's going to be a lot smoother sailing from here. Just when the challenges come up, just be open to seeing what they are, because we'll each experience it in our own unique way. And if we're just open to seeing what that is, then we will benefit from this in the best way possible. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah. Well, I wish you guys the best for your weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And it's good to have someone brave enough to ask questions on the call. Okay. So I think, you know, on that note, we're coming up on 2 hours now, so we're close to 2 hours. So I think on that note, we can wrap up, and I'm looking forward to seeing people again in North Bay. It's been a while. I haven't been there since February of 26th. February. And here we are. I look forward to seeing everybody then in October. Wonderful. And thank you, Angela, for doing all the work to organize this event for us. You've made some interesting connections, and some interesting things are unfolding during the planning stages. So thank you for organizing. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And great. So we'll have playtime soon, everybody.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
That's a wrap. So I'm going to put this audio recording up on my website, heartofunity.com, teleclasses, and I'll make it available to post on our Facebook event and Eventbrite, wherever anybody wants to post it, your own websites, what have you. I'll send everybody a link to post, so in case anybody wants to listen in and hear who we are and meet us. Excellent. So that's a wrap for Mystical Monday for October 5th. And next month I'm planning to have Heather Embry from Russell, can you say what that is? Is it Blossoming Heart? I don't have it right in front of me at the moment. I should have.
Her website is Blossoming Heart.
Yeah.
And, so people could, it's blossomingheart.ca, so www.blossomingheart.ca.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very, very talented therapist and intuitive soul reader.
Absolutely, yeah.
She presents well.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to exploring with her next month on Mystical Monday and, you know, really getting into some juicy stuff with her on soul. My mind is just blanking.
Yeah, soul. So it's called Soul Constellations.
Constellations. That's the word I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. Soul.
Yes. So she'll probably talk about how our ancestors, how our present life difficulties and challenges are influenced by our loyalty to our ancestors. It's a very interesting concept, very interesting.
And having this first session myself, when the two of you were visiting in Bancroft, that was profound to, I won't talk about Richard's experience because it's his experience and it's personal, but, you know, to watch the shifts that Richard made, you know, and being a part of his process in a soul constellation or family constellation, it was really powerful. So I'm really looking forward to exploring that, and that's a new topic for me. So, it's very exciting. we'll look forward to that. So thank you for chiming in with the details there, Russell, and let Heather know I'm looking forward to chatting with her very soon.
Okay.
Okay. That's great. Well, have a wonderful night, everybody, and thank you for joining in.
Okay, thank you. Good night,
all
everyone.
All right.
Good night.